1029 Big Country Head Susan along with you on a pretty nice Friday evening, and I'm excited because I love having guests in the studio. And from Grand Rapids, Jake from Union Guns is with us in the studio, and you guys are actually performing tonight at Boyne Highlands.
We are indeed,
so yeah. Very cool. I'm glad you, and then there's three other bandmates. What are their names?
Douglas, Frank, and Scott.
And so you guys will all be playing tonight. Now, if you had to describe what people would hear when they come out to see you, what would you say about yourselves?
We're a country band with a little quote marks on the side.
Okay.
So we do country music, but we rock up our country and we country up our rock, and we kind of mix between the two. But we don't limit ourselves to anything. Play whatever's good and whatever's fun.
How long have you guys been together?
The band has been around for about seven years. I've been on for about six. And then just in the last couple of years, we finally kind of rounded out our crew and found a good system of four guys that works really well, and we just have a great time.
You're stationed, let's say, quote marks again, yeah, in Grand Rapids, but you play pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, and even in just the last year, we've really gotten busy with moving around kind of Indiana, Ohio, Chicago. We have some stuff coming up next year, or this year, Wisconsin, and then we're actually doing a two-week tour out to California and back as well.
Who are some of your influences and the band's influences musically?
Well, we actually all come from a rock background. I mean, we all started out playing rock initially. My guitar player, Douglas, toured with like an 80s hair band, you know, in the 80s and did that thing. And my bass player did some hard rock. I played in a classic rock band for a while. But we all have a real love for country music. And so that's kind of where that meld comes in, you know. I like songwriter stuff like Vince Gill, you know. They like stuff like Black Sabbath. And
you brought in some EPs.
Yes.
Which is what seems like a lot of people trying to break into the music seem to be doing EPs or singles instead, because it seems to be a lot easier to get your music out that way.
Well, I don't know if it's easier to get music out that way or if it's easier to keep fresh stuff coming all the time. You know, so rather than do a full-length album and kind of be stagnant on it for a little while, we want to do this four-song EP, and then this year we want to do maybe another four or five, and just new music all the time, you know, and it keeps us fresh on what we write and on what we're thinking and how we're evolving, and just keeps things organic and fresh.
And it just is called Union Guns, so if you want to go to their website, it is unionguns.com. Download all four songs.
Yes.
My favorite's Five Shots Deep, which we're going to play in a little bit. But first, I want you to play something that's not on here.
Okay.
Something that people might, will they hear this tonight, which you're going to play now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, what's the name of the song?
This is a song called Tailgate Night.
Tell us about it.
We did this, we wrote this about 5 years ago, I think 4 or 5 years ago. It's an older one of our tunes with Gunner from Gunner and the Grizzly Boys. And he helped us put this one together, and it's been a great success for us. It's been a lot of fun to play.
All right, Jake from Union Guns, who will be playing at the Zoo Bar Boyne Highlands tonight. Take it away.
Well, Billy Bob banging on the bongos, Becky Sue swinging them hips, bikers pull up with a rumble, country boy throwing a dip. If it isn't kind of life, different jungle. Old boys feeling like kids. Band kicks off with a rumble, and it sounds a little bit like this. It's a tailgate night, might get in a fight, might sleep with a girl underneath moonlight. Tailgate night, my kind of life. Sing along and salute with your glass real high. Tailgate night. So if you want to leave all the crazy, it only takes a couple of trucks. In the morning might feel a little hazy, well it only costs a couple of bucks. Son, if you treat her like a lady, well you might make a little love. But if you keep looking at me shady, well I won't mind a whooping your butt. It's a tailgate night, might get in a fight, might sleep with a girl underneath moonlight. Tailgate night, my kind of life. Sing along and salute with your glass real high. Tailgate night. And it don't take but a quick flip, pull the latch, light a fire off a spark from a flip top match. It's all you ever need, it's all you ever ask. Get up, stand up and drink down your glass. It's a tailgate night, might get in a fight, I might sleep with a girl underneath moonlight. Tailgate night, my kind of life. Sing along song and salute with your glass real high. Tailgate night. It's a tailgate night.
Awesome. Jake from Union Guns, Tailgate Night. I hope that's going to be on your next EP.
It is, absolutely.
That is awesome.
Well, thanks.
So tonight and tomorrow night, Zoo Bar, Boyne Highlands, Union Guns is performing. Everyone's got career goals, career targets. What's next in line for you guys? What are you hoping for this year?
We're looking to expand, you know, make the next step, reconnect with some of our radio friends, get some music out there to people and see what they think of it. We're going to stay true to us, and we're going to do what we enjoy, and we're going to do what makes us us, and try and ride it as far as we can take it.
Is there anything as a songwriter, because are you all songwriters in the band? Okay, yeah. So you write together. Is there anything that's kind of off limits for you at all?
No. No, and there's a lot of stuff, you know, we won't play at shows, just silly stuff. Mm-hmm. We laugh and have a ton of fun, and that's my absolute favorite thing about this group is nothing is too serious ever. We're not rock stars. We're all just a bunch of guys, and we have a lot of fun on stage, and that seems to be what drives us. And we have a lot of fun songwriting too.
So when you're not songwriting or on stage, what are you guys doing? How do you pass the time when it's not all about the music?
We all work day jobs at this point, and you know, we all contribute. And I run a company with my dad. We split Fieldstone, so you know, we do rock work. And but we're never too far from music. So even in the pastime, you know, when we're not doing music or playing shows or traveling or writing or rehearsing or whatever, I'm sitting down playing guitar all the time.
Yeah. Besides music, what do you guys do for fun? How do you keep yourselves occupied? Or is it all about the music all the time? I mean,
and that's a lot about this group, is that is our fun. We play shows, and sometimes we travel hours and hours and hours away, but we always have fun no matter what we're doing, no matter what we're playing, and whether we're on stage with a big national act or whether we're at the Zoo Bar. You know, mm-hmm. It's just always fun. It's our hobby, but we all have different stuff. I do photography, and Frank does hunting, and Doug does T-shirts, and Scotty does his cats or something. We like to pick on Scotty. He'll hear that and think I'm a jerk.
If you could write a song with any artist, who would you choose?
Oh, I would write with Vince Gill. He's my tops.
Absolutely. Same for performing. Would Vince Gill be your number one that you'd want to perform with if you had a choice?
Probably. I got to meet him last year in Nashville. That's a neat story, but he is just the nicest guy.
He is.
He's one of the nicest dudes.
So down to earth. And he just, you can tell how much he loves music.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's all about it.
And you don't often meet people like that are really down to earth, you know, at that level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it hasn't gotten to their head, and they're still just super accessible and easy to talk to.
Besides meeting Vince Gill, what would you say, I guess as a band, what's your biggest oh my gosh moment so far in your career where you're like, I cannot believe that just happened?
Well, that actually just happened to us, I would say, in June. We got asked to play the birthday bash down there, a big outdoor venue to about 65,000 people. And we got to open the show, and you don't really think of it too much because we treat every show the same.
Right.
We show up and we play and we have fun and we do what we do and we enjoy it. And that was kind of the mentality until you take the stage in front of 65,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very humbling, you know, to stand up and see a lot of people singing your music back to you. It's the coolest feeling. And the support and the experience and meeting other traveling musicians and some of the different national acts and people we've performed with before. You know, mm-hmm. Granger Smith was there this year, and we've done a few shows with them and seeing people in passing. And that was just an amazing day. Absolutely amazing.
Who's in your playlist right now?
Well, all the way up here, about the four-hour trip, I think we went through Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, Aerosmith, Chris Stapleton, but not because he's just recently popular.
Right, I know. I was saying,
he's been on there for a while.
Right?
He's just classically good all the time. But just a huge mix. I'm a big oldies guy.
Mm-hmm.
I love everything. 50s and 60s is some of my favorite music. You know, I think it was really well written back then. It's a lot of fun to listen to.
Does it help you to listen to that as a songwriter? I mean, do you get some of your muse from there?
Absolutely, yeah. And just the different styles of, you know, how different people approach things and even how they evolved over the years. I was just talking on the way up listening to Frankie Valli, that some of his early stuff compared to his late stuff, that it's okay to kind of evolve as a songwriter and do things differently. You don't always have to stay in the same rut. That's nice.
Do you have any super fans yet? that follow you everywhere you go or are always like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, we have some, we have an amazing base of friends and fans, you know. I always feel so pompous calling them fans. They're all friends of ours.
Right.
And we try to be accessible and we try to talk to everyone, you know, really connect with people. I always want to stay accessible. But we have some pretty amazing people that travel distances to come see us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so cool to find that, like, that level of commitment in someone just because they like what you do. I love that.
That's very
some of them
cool.
Will be up this weekend.
Well, yay.
4-hour trip north.
Again, the Zoo Bar at Boyne Highlands is where they're performing tonight and tomorrow night. If you could go back and give your younger self some advice for your music career, now that, you know, you're a couple years into this, well, many years into this, what would you tell your younger self?
I try not to live with regret musically. However, I used to play in a cover band, and I was the drummer and lead singer, which was a great experience. I played with my dad for about 10 years, and I learned a lot of stuff being kind of the young guy. I started when I was 14 or 15, you know, playing out in bars and stuff. And it was a great experience. I wouldn't trade for anything. But I would go back and tell myself not to be quite so timid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always hid behind my drum set, and I was confident back there, but to get out front a little more and really experience the crowd and connect with people, because that's what I really enjoy now. And had I known earlier in life that would be kind of my strong suit and my passion for it, I would have definitely pushed for it sooner.
Let's talk about your four songs here. Tell us a little bit about each one of them. Monday is one of the tracks.
Yep, Monday is a song Douglas James put together, my guitar player Douglas James. And it's just kind of a rock and straightforward tune. He used to perform it with his group. He has a group separate, the Douglas James Band, and he does the kind of southern Michigan, mid-Michigan area. And he played that with them for a little while, and when he joined us, we were kind of going over writing new stuff and compiling what we had, and we said, you know what, do you have anything that might, you know, fit this group, or is it all kind of your thing? He said, I think I might have one that fits. And so we kind of took it in and reworked it a little bit and came out with Monday. And it's a cool song with a neat message, which you really got to listen to kind of tune into it, but it's a lot of fun to listen to.
Okay, Play It All Night. What's the story behind that?
That's our, I'd say that's our first real foray into, like, modern country. Like, kind of poppy.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
And it's kind of a sexy love song type deal. And we made the decision in the studio while we were recording it to lay down some, like, electronic sounds and stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was our joke. It made us relevant in radio for the first time.
Every Time She Smiles, which is one of my favorites.
Oh, thank you. It was written by Frank Popp, mostly. Frank Popp came up with the lyrics. I came up with the music for it. And it's just, you know, an old-fashioned type heartbreak love song. And it's every song, every band needs a slow song, and that's ours.
That's your slow dance song. And the last track is the one I'm going to play in a bit here, called Five Shots Deep.
That actually was kind of the brainchild of a very good friend of mine, Stefan Copenhaver. Just an incredibly talented musician and a really talented writer. And he had presented it to me a while back, and he sent it to me in an email just to get my thoughts on it. And I listened to it, I always thought, man, that's such a catchy tune.
Mm-hmm.
Just the kind of the rhythm of it, and it's got a nice bounce and, you know, fun soul to it. And so when we started putting this EP together, we had a list of songs that we were debating putting on. And we were kind of going on the list, and I thought, you know, I might have one more that I want to check out. So I contacted Stefan and said, you know, would you mind if we put this on our EP? And he said, I would love that. It'd be great. And it wasn't quite done at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So when we went into the studio, I asked him to come in with us, and we finished it up in the studio.
Nice.
And it kind of took form to what it is now.
All right. That's what we're going to listen to. Again, check out Union Guns either tonight or tomorrow night. Zoo Bar at Boyne Highlands.
Mm-hmm.
Jake, thanks so much for coming in. Thanks for playing for us. And
Absolutely.
Say hi to the other guys for me.
Yeah.
And have a great show tonight.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.